I hardly know where to start.
Yeah, it's been a fun summer so far.
Somebody told me the first Southern Illinois Wild game at Rent One Ballpark that you had 3,000 attendance.
Right. It was a great first night. And the team was very well received. They're incredible players. I mean, our fans were watching the very best softball players in the world.
You know what's interesting? You know what would really be interesting? Is every one of those players, if they wore their gold medals from the Olympics around their necks while they're played, so that people were watching, they go, you've got to be kidding me. Because that's the caliber of people we're talking about. Because pert near, everybody would have one.
Yeah. I'd gone down for 5 days down to Florida and was part of their selection camp. Got to hang out with all the players. Now, I don't know any of their names. They're who's successful, who's not. And I made a comment to one of their coaches about one of their players saying, boy, I really like her. She's a pretty good ball player. And he commented, she's the best in the world.
Right.
That's a pretty bold statement. But that's the kind of show it's getting put on every night.
You know, what I find interesting is people who have gone and have talked to me about their experience. First off, I don't think people, when I was there, the pace in which the game was played, they said, you know, first off, I thought it was six innings. They played seven. And the other thing is I watched a seven-inning game with incredible pitching where people are actually catching balls that, in my opinion, a Major League Baseball player would not have been able to do. And I watched it all in an hour and 36 minutes.
Right. Yeah, I went on Monday. We had an off day, and the game was an hour 38.
Right. And you know what? When it comes to right now, the situation with baseball and people say, and I heard a guy doing a talk show early this morning out of New York when I couldn't sleep, and the guy's doing a show about how terrible baseball is because it's boring. And he took his kid to the ballpark, and he was screaming into the mic this morning, do something, right, like he was at the ballpark. And, you know, if you're that type of impatient player, I think maybe softball might be your...
Yeah, you know what? If they don't have all night, if they're concerned about how late the game's going to go. Game started at 6:30 the other day. It was over at 8. I mean, sun was still up. People were on their way home.
Right.
A great game along the way.
Already getting messaging this morning about your appearance here this morning.
Uh-oh.
Mayor Brad Robinson, Carterville, says, hey, Thursday night at Rent One Park is also Carterville night. Don't
yes,
forget,
it is.
This Thursday. Thanks, Brad. I appreciate you texting in this morning. But when it comes back to Southern Illinois Wild, you got good attendance. Excuse me, the Canadian Wild of Southern Illinois. You've got something that has never really been in Southern Illinois. I mean, unless you saw it on the campus of SIU. This last team that was coming in, Glasgow was the coach,
right.
Hometown boy done good type of scenario,
sure.
Where you come in with one of the best teams, period, in the world.
And well, then they only lost five games all last year. We beat them three times this weekend.
So I think that's a good illustration right there. What more needs to be done for the Southern Illinois, the Canadian Wild, to have a good first season and establish them here in Southern Illinois?
I think it's a matter of getting the word out, getting them to come once and see how great they are, first of all, and then second of all, how much fun it is. The girls could not be nicer. This group of young players, I shouldn't even say young in all cases because some of these are very mature.
By our standards.
Yeah, have been playing for a while, but they are so gracious. I watched the other day as we were doing this thing, Field of Dreams, where a team gets to go out on the field with the Wild for the national anthems. And the center fielder, Larissa Franklin, grabbed the hand of the girl who was going out with her and held her hand as they ran out to the position. It was very sweet and a nice gesture. Doesn't surprise me a bit as I've gotten to know them. They're wonderful.
And it's interesting, on social media you see the same thing. You see girls lining up next to the fence and the players coming over to autograph the balls.
Right.
Right? And you see a lot of that. I think when you are, you know, I think when you play at a certain rank, you're like, oh, look, there's kids. Let's get a little distance. When they appreciate that, they kind of get that it's not just a softball game. It is an example that is being set for the people who watch. Mm-hmm. And that's something I don't know that you get every time now.
Well, you certainly don't get it in the big leagues.
Right.
We have a group of players that are really great on the minor side that stay out and sign.
Well, they've got a good example to follow.
It's not tough. It really is not tough. There's going to come a time when no one's going to ask them for their autographs anymore. So, you know, why not enjoy those moments and connecting with fans, and now that fan wants to come back to see you, and you're their favorite player again. That's important.
You know, it's interesting because when you said that, Mike Murphy and I were having a conversation about Hicks, pitcher for the Cardinals, that he had been kind of misbehaving. I'm not sure what that, not getting to the hotel in time or whatever the case. And that apparently Yadier Molina and one other player said, look, it's not the Cardinal way, man. And, you know, gave him that little – and that's what I heard in my mind when you said there'll be a time when nobody wants your autograph. Nobody will come up and ask it anymore.
Right.
And that's what I – you know, that's when I heard that, you know, if you want that, you have to do this. You have to work at it. It's somebody said the other day, man, you can have all the talent in the world, but unless you have an ethic behind it, you know this.
Well, I mean, you've heard me say for years, it's simple for me. If I'm going to spend 4.5 months doing this, I want to be with guys I like. And the character part of that is really important to me. That's one of the things of character, that you have a bad game, and yet you will still take the time and make a moment. I'll give you a quick example. We're in Lake Erie last week in Cleveland, and we got a voicemail on our voice line at the ballpark from a father who was at a game. And the call didn't start off. We weren't sure where the call was going. And then it went into how they wanted to thank our bullpen catcher who came over and gave up ball and signed it to his young 2-year-old son who'd never been in a game before. We have a sign everywhere around our ballpark. It's in all the backstage areas, not for the public to see. It's in our clubhouse. It's behind the concession stands. And it says, remember, today is someone's first game.
Wow.
And it was his first game.
Yeah, that's
cool. So we got a chance to make an impression.
Yeah. Remember my first game right now. I can close my eyes and see it. Hank Aaron walking from first from home plate to first because they walked him because they didn't want to throw to him. I can close my eyes and still see the red, white, and blue and him trotting down at First Busch Stadium. That's interesting because there is. And so now as – Marlon Perkins gave me my tickets to the game. That's how old ago it was. From Mutual of Omaha, Wild Kingdom. My uncle sold insurance. Marlon Perkins gave him some, Tommy, and right? And
wow.
Right? And you never, I can close my eyes. I can still see it. It's a snap. It's a snapshot moment, a flashbulb moment of
right.
life. I think that's a great way to think about it as well. So you've got the Wild. I got the impression you've been busy, boy.
Been a busy man.
And yeah. then the minors, too, and then on the road. And it was interesting because Mike Murphy and on the air was on the air with me Monday, and we were talking about your Facebook post. And I'm like, this is so cool because Mike is literally going, hey, I've already gotten some people. What about players? You know, a window had closed or something along that line. Some options came. Somebody didn't get picked up.
Well, we just had a guy get signed by the Seattle Mariners last week while we were on the road. And so I'm looking for the best available option. And fortunately, I built a really big social media following and a lot of people in baseball themselves, baseball coaches. I do podcasts for different people. So I've kind of built a base. So I just threw it out there. Who do you know? Who didn't get drafted?
Right.
And you think should have? Send me their information, any video, anything you have. We have 3 guys on the way coming here right now that we've signed as a result of social media effort in the last 3 days.
Pitchers?
Yeah.
All 3 pitchers?
2 pitchers and an infielder.
How many people responded in toto with a player?
I'm probably about 200 right now.
Wow.
And like I said, I had a bet with the coaches. They didn't think I'd get 20. I knew my network a little bit better than that. And so I'm still sifting through some of them. Because at this time of year, we're in an evaluation stage of saying, what do we have to do to win a championship? Maybe we don't have enough. If so, I've got to go get it.
You know, I've always been amazed by your resiliency when you work so hard to recruit. And I guess this is knowing where you are in the food chain. And I struggle with this, too. You know, and you think, I worked so hard to get this guy here, and now he's leaving for the major leagues when it should be. And now he's leaving for the major leagues when you're like, now he's leaving for the majors, and I want him. But the duality of that.
Yeah, it's really a dual-edged sword. Now, on one hand, it does hurt us at the moment. I mean, I'll find a replacement. I'm not going to find 98, and that's what Nick Duran was throwing up there. But I'll find another pitcher. But in the meantime, he came here, he chose the minors, because we have a reputation for that's what we do. 56 of them now have gone to major league organizations. That's a lot.
Yes.
More than anybody.
Yeah. And I'm glad you said it, because if you didn't, I was going to, because, yeah. And I'm telling you, Mike, you know, this is about you, buddy. When you go out and do this recruitment, you're out there, you know, beating the bush to find that guy that, you know, the Major League Baseball's come say, oh, we need a pitcher. Let's go pillage Mike's team. But on the other hand, some guy's who's in a position to make a decision says, which one do I want to go to? Maybe it's the guy who's had 56 go to Major League Baseball because that increases my probability because he knows talent. He wants me. I'm going to go there. Maybe there'll be a little longer period of time where people do want my autograph.
Yeah, they may transition longer, or rather transition shorter. It takes less time for them to fit into their system because of the way we do things. And our guys don't always understand that as players, but we know that that's the truth. The more like a major league team we operate, the easier it is for them to go to somebody else and have them fit right in. If they don't fit in pretty quickly, they're going to be going home.
I tell you what, if you want to go to Thirsty Thursday, and as Carterville Mayor Brad Robinson would like us to remind you, Carterville night, text me right now at our studio line with the word GIMME, G-I-M-M-E, GIMME, and I'll need your first, last name, and town so that I can put that on your winner's slip. First one to text me now at 618-985-5803. First one, I've got a four-pack of tickets for Thirsty Thursday, Southern Illinois Miners. Partnership's an important thing. My girl Kate is coming to the ballpark on Friday. I'll probably be with her.
Wonderful.
She's going to be taking tickets at the front gate for SIH.
Oh, wonderful.
It's cancer night on Friday night.
Yeah, we have special jerseys on Sunday as well.
So, and you do. You've got a lot of these partnerships that go on and support.
Yeah, the business community has continued to be very, very supportive of what we do and how we do it, and couldn't do it without them.
This is, I'm not sure what that word is, but it's not gimme. And I need, if you're going to win, you've got to send me your name and last name here. But a lot of people still saying, look, there are a lot of people texting in this morning after listening to us this morning, although I'm not going to be able to use that word. Oh, there it is. Give me. You got to send me your name. I've got a winner, but you got to send me your name here. So we can put your name on the winner slip. How, Mike, after 13 years, do you stop people from taking the Southern Illinois Miners, what they do for the economy in Southern Illinois, what they do for providing a resource for other concerts and other playing fields for being taken for granted? When I look at some of the attendance numbers, I really worry that we're at the situation where you may be taken for granted when it comes to butts in the seat.
It's a little frustrating, Tom, to be honest. It really is. We keep trying to reinvent as well. We keep trying to do new things. The concept around the park is, what else? What else could we do? What else can we give? What else can we bring into the ballpark? You know, look, we just did the Ohio Valley Conference. Bid to get that from a number of places that it was up for. We won that to bring people here. Lots of hotel rooms, lots of families and fans of those teams came here to watch and stay in our community. We didn't get any support from the community itself, though. And, you know, coming up, you know, we had the Colt League World Series. Some of the best players at 16 years old of baseball from literally around the world. As you remember, Puerto Rico beat South Korea last year in extra innings to win it. Very exciting. Not a ton of fans in here. We had fans from those places that came in that were, again, at hotels and shopping at our stores and, you know, eating at a restaurant. Now the Wild, you know, again, that's a big commitment. Now we've got a couple big concerts coming up. We're doing Lady Antebellum. We're doing a big concert. They're announcing the day before Lady Antebellum, the night before. So doing our best to bring really great things to Southern Illinois. I think in some cases we've been forgotten.
Taken for granted. Same thing happened to Jerry Kill. He's on the football field at SIU. National champion, national TV coverage. And you look up and go, hello, 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 the echo. Right? You see the look on the guy's face. I don't have to know him forever. He's a good friend of mine. I can look at his face and see him look at the ground and going, I did everything I can do, and now where are my friends?
Yeah.
I know
that feeling.
I know you do. Yeah. And when I look
and
at
I
some
don't know
of the attendance
what else,
number.
What else can I do?
Right. I mean, you've worked on food, right? You and I talked about that. You worked on customer service.
Right.
And you know, and you've worked on engagement with the community endlessly.
Right.
All right.
We've renovated the stadium, new mini golf course, new video board, new outdoor entertainment plaza.
And look how close, because you know, since I'm going to invoke Jerry Kill's name, Jerry says the secret is winning. You've done that too.
Yeah. I don't know if I buy that because, I mean, we had three seasons, 14, 15, 16, that were the most dominant this league has ever seen. 2010, we had a 20-game winning streak. I mean, it's unheard of. We had no more people in game 20 when we came back home after winning it, game 21, than we did on game one. So there was no let's build up to, wow, they're winning. We got to go.
Which is what you expect.
Yes.
You look on TV, that's the fairy tale ending. We were nowhere. I mean, it's the very basis of some of the best baseball movies in the world, and then everybody flocks to you and you win. But right. It just seems to be towards the end of the season, it's like it even drops off even more.
Well, I mean, right now,
at the same time, you've got the same rabid fans, but they're still coming. Right? You and I,
one of the guys I introduced you to drives
from Golconda every single home game. He's there behind the home dugout about 12 seats up because he's going to be there. If he has to use his walker, he's still going to be there.
Yeah.
He's late and he doesn't feel good after chemo. He's still there. You've got those fans too. Because whenever I met with Mr. DeWitt, you know, we were talking about, you know, things aren't so good right now when it comes to the win-loss records, but you look in the stands, it's all red, man. People are still there. What, you know, is there a secret formula that somebody's hidden from us?
I keep digging to see if I can find it because it's important. You know, the Simmons have made a huge financial investment in the stadium, in renovations at the stadium, in allowing us to do this at what frankly could never be a big financial winner. But we continue to always do things right. You know, I look at the winning side. So we are right now 8-2 at home. You want to come and watch?
Right.
Winning team? We win a lot at home.
And here's the thing, and I'm watching one of the businesses post about, thank you, Mike Pinto, for bringing the Southern Illinois Wild, or the Canadian Wild to Southern Illinois. It helps our business every night they're here. So I'm post that. Thank you, Mike Pinto. Maybe you saw it too.
No, I did not see that.
One of our listeners just said, Tom from Marion, could you ask Mr. Pinto if they could have a night to honor our former mayor, Robert Butler? And I had noticed that someone had texted in just a couple of moments ago a similar question about where would the Southern Illinois Miners be if it was successful without Mayor Butler? Would we be here without Mayor Butler?
Not a question. We would not be. He had vision. And if you were to come into my office next time you're by, Tom, come into my office and you will see a picture of me and the mayor the night he had given me the award for local community service.
Remember that?
It was his last time that he gave the award. It meant a lot to me because there's a lot of people he could have given that to, and that he would chose to give that to me meant the world. And he was a huge supporter. He sat in the stands. You know, he had his own personal season tickets to watch the Miners. He was a huge supporter. And, yes, we do have something in the works because we aren't here without his vision to do this, and we're not here without the Simmons family investment in doing this as well.
It's interesting because I was there, you know, standing on a slag heap with Mayor Butler, standing on top of a slag heap about 10 foot tall, nothing but shale from an old mine. And he's, I can still close my eyes and say, you know, he's pointing, saying, this way we're going to have this. This is going to be a ballpark here. Then this is the, and that slag heap is about where the sign is for the corner of the parking lot at the intersection of Black Diamond Harley-Davidson, mm-hmm. where it was once a slag heap, where he said, no, all this, visionaries.
Yeah.
But you're one, too. How do you visualize the rest of the season and success? Because you're kind of watching the Canadian Wild, right? You've got that, but you've got the Miners. I mean, the rest of the season, there's a lot to go. What are your hopes?
Huge. You know, we like our team. I believe, I've just figured it out the other day. So since the start of our season, which wasn't that long ago, we've been through 3,700 miles on buses and have spent more than 60 hours on buses just in the first 3 weeks of the season. For what that means is, for us to survive all of that on the road for all this time, now we're home. We do really well at home.
Right.
And now we have a lot of games that we get to make up at home that were on the road earlier. So our tough travel is out of the way. Made a couple roster adjustments. So, I mean, right now we're 1.5 games back. So we're right in the thick of this thing.
You know, Major League Baseball is looking at attendance drops. But when you look, it's Toronto. It's the teams to the north with an early start. And I kind of laid some of that off to the weather.
I thought so too. But then I've looked at some of the games recently in Major League Baseball, and they're careful of what highlights they show. But every now and then,
I started noticing that. We don't want to show the empty seats.
I'll slow it down and go, oh, there's no one at that game.
Yeah, Miami.
They're dealing with that too. Miami.
Miami, you look behind the plate, and there's nobody there. At least I'm watching Toronto game. At least I'm with Toronto. I can look over the back and see Geddy Lee of Rush in the back because he's there for every game keeping track. You've got those kind of fans too, right? But it's apparently happening a lot of different places. So we have to work together and do more. Look forward to seeing you again.
Thanks for having me always.
Always a good pleasure, man. What else is on your mind?
Yeah.
Because I would keep expecting them to offer you the job to drum for the band Chicago.
No. Wally's got that firmly
in
hand, yes.
Yeah.
But he's been, as we've talked about, he's become a really good friend, and I enjoy his advice and his teaching, and we continue to do it.
Yeah, that's fun.
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun.
And you need that too, don't you?
Yeah. I've got a set of drums here. I've got two at home in Chicago after games here. Last night I played for 45 minutes after I got home.
Right.
A way to kind of wind down afterwards. And then last week the Southern Comfort Band from around here asked me to sit in with them, and I did 3 Doobie Brothers songs with them.
Oh, cool.
And it was fun. I hadn't done it in a long, long time with a live band, and that them offering it to me was priceless.
Yeah, I got to see that one of those gigs.